Good morning, a Monday morning, the day before the presidential elections, and joining us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. It's finally coming to an end.
Wow. This long presidential campaign about to end tomorrow, and certainly we're looking at it from a New York perspective. In your column today, you're talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's been traveling across the state in recent days, calling Trump un-New York.
Yeah, he went to Buffalo, Westchester, and Long Island yesterday, stumping for Hillary Clinton and Democrats and saying that Trump may be from New York, but his views are un-New York. His views on women, immigration, and other controversial statements he certainly made. He was not only telling people to vote for Hillary Clinton, but telling them they need a Democratic Congress to help her, otherwise we're going to be facing more gridlock, similar to what we've seen under President Obama.
He also referenced his father, Mario. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, he keeps saying that Mario Cuomo would look at New York and be proud. There's still work to do, but his father would be smiling. His father, who died almost 2 years ago, the former governor, he's trying to wrap himself in. Look, the governor has had a bad few months with the arrests of people close to him and various controversies and scandals. So I think he's trying to wrap himself in the good feelings that his father might still engender from his time as governor 2 decades ago.
And what about down ballot in this presidential race in terms of the New York State Senate? I see you have an item on Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan about to cruise to what should be an easy victory.
Yeah, he's going to be reelected to the Senate in all likelihood, but his spot as Majority Leader or as Republican Leader is less certain. He's lost a lot of allies so far. He won a narrow victory last time in 2015 when he became Majority Leader. He won by a few votes. He's lost three of the people who supported him, two from upstate and one on Long Island, who are retired or had to resign in disgrace. And so depending on what happens tomorrow, if the Senate Republicans lose the majority, it's almost certain that Flanagan is out as leader. And even if they keep the majority, there's a possibility he could go as well.
Finally, here's a headline, Preet Neet in Trump's eyes.
Yeah, Donald Trump says, or his campaign says, that he's seriously considering keeping the U.S. attorney Preet Bharara, the crusading U.S. attorney, who's brought so many charges against sitting public officials. Hillary Clinton, when I asked her in April directly whether she would reappoint Bharara and what she thought of him, she demurred. She wouldn't say, but Trump's people say he's seriously considering keeping Bharara, that he likes the job he's doing of cleaning up government in New York.
Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks. I guess we'll talk to you post-election day.
Absolutely. Try to get through it. Be well.
You too.